Welcome to Holistic Accountant Podcast, where we aim to showcase how adopting a holistic approach in accounting and tax maximizes value for clients. Beyond traditional tasks like preparing financial statements and tax returns, a holistic accountant focuses on offering advice that maximizes personal wealth on an after-tax basis. If you enjoy this episode, please consider leaving a rating and sharing it with those who might also benefit. And to ensure you stay updated, subscribe to our weekly email. The link is in the show notes. Okay, today, Mina and I would like to talk about whether you should outsource your bookkeeping function in your business. So the first thing I would say is that one of the advantages of accounting software today compared to, say, 10 years ago and even beyond that is that a lot of accounting systems these days are based on real-time information, which means, you know, in the past, you used to have to wait for your accountant or bookkeeper to produce monthly accounts. You know, they'd have to complete the data entry and put all their transactions in and so forth. That's not the case today. Of course, we get live bank feeds and you can pretty much have your books and accounting system up to date as of yesterday, for example. And that's pretty powerful. And we think that we should really take advantage of that technology. That technology is there to save us time, of course, and reduce inputting errors and all those sorts of things. But if we can easily make sure that our books are up to date every week, for example, or certainly every month, why not take advantage of that, because that's giving you really up-to-date information. Often there's a bit of a lag effect. Quite often business owners will wait till they receive their annual accounts and have their annual meeting with their accountant before they make any decisions with respect to their business. That information can be 6, 9, sometimes 12 months old or even older. And so there's that lag impact. So the first thing that I would be thinking about is, why wouldn't you have an outsourced bookkeeper? Why wouldn't you get someone that is used to looking after that function, that does it every day, that's going to do it accurately, that's going to do it on a timely basis to empower you with that very up-to-date information?
The second thing to consider is invoice and receipt management. By having a bookkeeper or the right system in place, it helps you get paid faster, which is, you know, I don't need to explain, is extremely important for your business cash flow. It's actually proven that, you know, if you have a live system in place with an online payment system, so for example, it could be the combination of Xero and Stripe, you can take payments on the spot just through your mobile phone and issue invoices. And keeping track of all those receivables is really important as well. If you provide services to multiple clients or you have a lot of customers, then it's very easy to lose track of what invoices you've sent out and what you've received payment for. So it's really important to have someone there that can manage it for you, that can implement the right systems for you, so it's rather seamless and you're spending time on the business rather than in it.
I think it's a really good point, Mina, and one that people might not fully appreciate, because quite often we think bookkeeping is really just about jumping into MyOB or Xero and matching the transactions into the GL accounts. But actually, it's more than that. It's about systemization, automation. And a good bookkeeper will know all the tools to steer clear of, you know, that are a bit clunky and cause more problems than they do solutions. But most importantly, the ones that work really well and effectively to not only minimize risk in your business, but also automate that function. So it's a lot more than just, you know, going through the bank account and allocating revenue and expenses. Now, all this is going to save you time, and hopefully then you can allocate that time on something that's going to generate a lot more value. You know, the general rule in business is don't do anything that's below your hourly rate. So set an hourly rate for yourself in terms of what value are you to the business. And part of that's going to be, you know, how much time you want to spend in your business, and then also the opportunity cost of spending time as well. Quite often we will set a really low per hourly rate, particularly at the beginning of business, which is fine because it's all about cash flow and saving money and bootstrapping it. But, you know, as our business grows, we need to increase our own personal hourly rate. And so if my hourly rate's $500 an hour, why would I do bookkeeping on that? You're not going to pay a bookkeeper $500 an hour. Well, that's my advice. Don't pay a bookkeeper $500 an hour when you can get that service for a lot lower cost. And then it frees you up to spend your time on something that's more value add. Now, the trap that you might fall into, however, is to go, well, look, I've outsourced, I've delegated that. Now I don't need to pay any attention to it. That's actually not quite right. Ultimately, what you've outsourced is the running of the bookkeeping and the setup of the systems and those sorts of things. But the financial information that spits out is incredibly important and something you must keep close tabs on.
And your bookkeeper and accountant will work closely together to help you get more useful information out of your financial reporting system. They'll help you track key indicators. They'll help you set up your chart of accounts. They'll help you set up your tracking categories to help you sort of monitor where your margins lie and, you know, what's really driving your business or what's really costing you a lot of money. And it will give you that live data behind all of that. And they can produce a whole set of, you know, reports for you, whether it be P&Ls, balance sheets, charts, track certain items. So it's really important to get these systems and processes right and have the right team behind you, you know, not only the bookkeeper and not to sell you an accountant as well, but it's really important to have you and a really important team to sort of help you get the financial data that you need to make informed decisions in your business.
So as I said at the beginning, it's really a question of why wouldn't you? So what circumstances would I do my own bookkeeping? Well, if you have experience, so if you've had previous bookkeeping experience, you've got a bit of accounting knowledge or, you know, it's something that comes easy to you and your business is very, very small. It's a micro business, like there's not a lot of transactions. It's quite small. In that situation, you probably do it yourself. That's a pretty narrow band. For most people, they don't enjoy it. It's not a skill that they've acquired over time. It's something new that they've got to learn. And the cost associated with making mistakes and then pulling in your accountant to fix those mistakes probably already is more than what it will cost you to get the bookkeeping done in any case. If your business is relatively small, maybe you just need a bookkeeper quarterly. You know, maybe you don't need it monthly, but you can grow that as your business grows. So I would say 99% of people should outsource their bookkeeping. It's a pretty cheap service. It'll make sure your information is up to date. It'll make sure you have as an efficient accounting system as possible, and it'll also minimize mistakes, so that should ultimately save you in terms of accounting fees as well. Okay, that's it for us for this week. Until next week, bye for now.